Now, Turkey's parliament is discussing a motion that would give the government the new powers to launch attacks in Syria and Iraq. The government bill calls for enabling the Turkish army to launch operations against all threats, including ISIL, terrorists, Kurdish PKK militants, and even Syrian forces. The mandate also authorizes foreign incursions from inside Turkish territories. This is while Turkey's major opposition parties have opposed the proposal, calling it unacceptable. However, the parliament, which is dominated by the ruling Justice and Development Party, is expected to approve the motion. Let's speak to our correspondent Nader Fekri, who joins us via Skype from Istanbul. Now, Nader, this bill is very, it's all-encompassing, isn't it? It's not just about ISIL. It's about what Turkey can do in Syria when it comes to protecting its own interests, even if it includes the PKK militants.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it there. Let's remember that the discussion is still taking place in the Turkish parliament, but interestingly, it's being held in a closed session, which doesn't happen terribly often. And what it means that the details of this discussion, the results can, but the details need not be released for up to 10 years. This motion brings in, ties up two mandates, because the Turkish armed forces already have the mandate to go into Iraq and to go into Syria separately, but this motion brings them both together. But it changes, it modifies it slightly, and as you say, it refers to all threats to Turkish sovereignty. Now, the Turkish army by constitution has the right to defend the country's border, but this allowing it to cross the borders into Syria and to Iraq, for some people, it's been, and the government is putting this as part of its fulfilling its mandate to the coalition, to support the coalition, the US-led coalition against ISIS. But for many people, this is seen as sending a warning shot to the PKK. As you mentioned, the Kurdish resistance in Turkey and in Iraq and Syria has been taking on, has been taking an active part in having a go at ISIL. And what the government, what people are saying is that the government is actually warning, firing a warning shot across the bows to say, look, it's all right while you take on ISIL, but don't think you can get too big, otherwise we can take you on. So it's much more complicated. It's not simply the government taking on ISIL, it is taking on all comers. The government has made no secret of its wish to have a buffer state, and one argument is that Turkey has been taking in hundreds of thousands, and in fact official figures are something like 1.5 million Syrian refugees, 160,000 of them in the last couple of weeks. So the country is suffering because of that, and so the government saying in order to stop that flow they need this buffer state. But then the president yesterday said that he couldn't be clearer. He said that his main task is to get rid of Assad in Syria. Now, whether he will take an active part, whether Turkish forces will go in to get rid of Assad, as your previous commentator, Dan Glazebrook, said, or whether they will allow the opposition forces, including ISIL, to break Syria apart, is a moot point. But by saying that they reserve the right to go into, I think the Turkish government is ratcheting up a notch to say that, look, we're not to be trifled with, and our earlier agenda, which had remained quiet for the last couple of years, is still to get rid of Assad. So on the one hand, it's saying ISIL is the problem, but on the other hand, it's saying that Assad is the problem. So by having both, if you like, opponents on the in the front line, it can pick and choose how it wants, but also to make sure that the PKK, whose leader Abdullah Öcalan said from prison that if Kobani falls, and Kobani is a very strategically important point, if Kobani falls, then the negotiations between the PKK and the Turkish government could be stalled and the PKK could pull out of the peace process. Okay. So we're in very dangerous times at the moment.
All right, we'll keep a very close eye on this, how this vote goes forward. Our correspondent Nader Fekri, they're reporting from Istanbul via Skype. Nader, thank you for familiarizing us with the situation there.